We have a bit of catching up to do, which is Tofresh Memches. Please bear in mind we want to catch up a little bit. It's going to be a bit faster than our regular pace because we want to be able to make it for the Siyum. So please allow the speed to just flow a little bit so that we'll be able to. It's actually should be more than 1.5 weeks. It should be a bit more than that, but we're going to just go Siyum Tofresh Memches. Siyum Alef Dorma Poslim Be'Esrek, things which make a apostle. The Esrik Postle. Esrik Ayovesh Postle, first of all, Esrik Ayovesh Postle. You may remember that when we learned this halacha, we spoke about an Esrik which is refrigerated or kept in freezer. That's just for those of us who need evidence that we actually learned this Seif once. Do you remember we spoke about it? Yeah? Okay, it's Seif Aleph and Base we learned. So Esrik Ayovesh Postle, dry Esrik is Postle. Veshira Yevshes, how do you actually measure a dry Esrik? Ksha'enu Mutzi Shum Lechet, internally, it's completely dried out and there's no liquid which can come out. It's internally dried out. The way to check is by actually having a needle and putting a thread through it, with a thread through it. You can see pictures on the left-hand side. If you've got the Dirshu editions, you can see two ways of finding out. You put the needle right across the esrog on the side, and that thereby you'll be. Does anybody have? Yeah, that's. Yeah, you'll see. You'll see that you can put through it, and you'll be able to tell if the thread went through the esrog and it's a bit wet, a bit moist. Then you've got evidence that there's lechas inside it, there's moisture inside it, and it's a kosher esrog. If you put it right across. And the thread remains dry. That means that the essing internally is dry. Right, that's the Mishnah Berurah addresses that point, the name of the Achronim. And there's a few answers given about Chosa. One answer may be that it's in a part of the essing which is not, which doesn't make it Chosa. This picture of various answers given in the Achronim. Or a partial answer could be that it wasn't. The very, very external layer of the esrog is actually not considered. It's actually klifa chitzon that wouldn't be a chosar at all. So that would be one answer. The esrog shu meshana she'avra says the Ramah, if an esrog which is from last previous year vada yovesh shu v'posel, it's certainly considered yovesh and it would be posel. Say base esrog shenik of nekem mefulish, an esrog which is Nekem Mefulish, which is perforated right across, called Shu Apostle. So now the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, if you've completely perforated, you've gone right across, there's a hole right across the Esrog, from one side to the other side, you've gone right across, that is certainly makes it Apostle. Nekem Mefulish. Mefulish means right across, that is for sure going to puzzle the Esrog. V'she'enu Mefulish, if it's not, it hasn't gone right across, now, then it makes a difference. If you've made a hole in the esrog, imayoke issa, posul. If it's got the size of an issa, it's a certain size, which is it was a coin. It's a fairly small size. If it's imayoke issa, posul. If it's not mefulish, it's not perforated across, but you've made a mefulish hole, then it's going to be posul. Veim chosa kol shu posul. Now this is based on the understanding that you could actually make a hole which is not chosa. You can actually squeeze an esrog. You can actually make a hole in esrog which is not chosa. You could not necessarily have to have the esrog lacking just by these pictures over here, which are quite helpful. Not necessarily every hole is necessarily making the esrog lacking. So if it's lacking, afilu kol shu is missing. And that's actually for us the most relevant halacha. We're unlikely to find an esrog which has got a hole, but it's not chosa, but there is such a case. But for us, more relevant is to know that any chosa is actually makes the esrog actually posel. We're going to qualify that shortly. Imayke is a posel, im chosa kol shu posel. V'yesh oimim says the Shulchan Aruch, the gam benekev mefulish bin chisor mashu. There's a leading opinion that holds that even a nekev mefulish, even if it's right across, it's not necessarily going to puzzle unless there's a chisor, unless something missing of the esrog. V'she'enu mefulish, and if it's not mefulish, it hasn't gone right across, b'chisor and ke'issa, the chisor needs to be quite substantial, needs to be chisor of an issa. V'nagu lehachshir, now says the more important halacha, the meaning is to be machshir, to allow, hanukom shenasu be'ilin al-dei koitzim, af al-pi she'yesh b'm chisorin, t'shderuch g'derech g'delosu. Says a famous and Ramah, we're going to speak more about this Ramah at the later stages again. The Ramah says, "V'nagu lahachshir hanekovim shenasu be'elin alekoytzim." The holes which are made in the esrog through thorns of the tree. If there's thorns that go into the flesh of the esrog and there's holes that are being made, those holes are the koitzim, which are made through thorns, don't passel the esrik, says the Gemara. The nagul achshu, the meaning is to be matir than the kovim, the holes, shenasu beilon, which are made on the tree, are the koitzim through the thorns, afo pisheshum chison, although they may be, you may argue that they are missing, there's something, the thorns ran into the flesh, something missing now, we are matir them. Why are we matir those holes? Shezeuk derech delosoi, because this is the way they grow. It's a norm that esoigim grow on the tree, and it's the norm that thorns go into the flesh of the esrog whilst they're growing, and therefore once the thorn is being, you know, once you're able to pick the esrog, and there's some, you can still see some of those holes, it's actually kosher because it happened whilst it was attached on the tree, whilst it was still growing on the tree. Good question. From the Loshna Ramah, it sounds like, when Noagud Lahakshir, Noagud Lahakshir in the Loshna Ramah is always implies it's a certain kula. For Noagul Achshir, past tense, the poskim, the Ramo himself in Shuvas writes, it's a slight by the Eved. This is not necessarily the blood, the bletlach that we find, are not necessarily those. You can see those sometimes. You can see those sometimes, although they are not that commonly exported to England. They're not that common, but occasionally you will see them. You can see that there is a certain hole that was there. Sometimes it grows back a little bit, and that's what he's referring to. They're actually kosher. If the hole is properly missing, he's now going back to the earlier point that if you see something properly missing and it's not through the thorns, something properly missing, even if it's not foolish, we are generally so going back to the earlier point, he's not addressing the point of the thorns. Says the Ramah in Siv Gimel, Mefulash, if you've gone right across, Yesh Mefarif Shem Kepshutoi, Mefulash could mean, as we translated until now, that you've gone right across the Esrik, Dehainu Shenikim Mitzadze Litzadze, if you've got, there's a Chison of Mefulash. That is, everybody agrees, there's a Chison called Mefulash. How do you translate Mefulash? In perforated? Is that how you right across? So there's, everybody agrees that Mefulash is a chison of Mefulash. But some argue, that's the way we translated until now, that the Hainu Shenikim Mitzadze, they went right across from one side to the other side. V'yesh Mefulashim, others disagree with that translation, they hold Shekim and Shenikim Valad'at Chadri Azera until the place where the seed are. You can see on the picture here very clearly what it's referring to. We all know there's very thick skin. You call it, it's actually the flesh. And inside it, there's the stones, how are you going to call it? Chadrezer, it's really called the seed, but probably you're going to call it stones. How should we call it? How would you call it? The pips, even better, thank you. So if it's gone right across till the pips, thank you, that would be a psula, that's called mefulash. Two explanations what mefulash means. Either right across, you need to take a needle and go right across from one side to the next, or another explanation of Mefulash is that it didn't go right across, he basically went only halfway, he went to Chadri Azera, that would be considered Mefulash as well. Again, those two understandings, either way, it's not very relevant, I don't think we've got particularly, we don't really see so many asserting that, somebody poked a needle inside it, I wouldn't want somebody to poke a needle in my ass. But yes, it would ultimately, Mefulash would only be, if it's either going to Chadri Azera or according to the first opinion, right across. Esrog Shenimayach Kol Besor Siv Dalet. Esrog Shenimayach Kol Besor Bifnim. If you've got an esrog that the internal part, the flesh inside it, has gone all soft, and the external part is still all right, but the inside has gone very soft. Esrog Shenimayach Kol Besor Bifnim. Veklipos Achitzoya Kemes. But the skin, the external, the skin around it, the outer layer is still fine, but the inside is no good. That v'chadri hazera kayom bifnim, as long as the chadri hazera, the pips are still existing, kosher it's existing. So the fact that the flesh inside has gone all soft, that itself is not considered a psul, says the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh poslim, but others are machmir. This is only relevant if you have got really old esroigim. Or sometimes we don't really see that so often, because nowadays when the esrog goes soft inside, it's going to be very strange on the outside. It's going to be no good on the outside as well. So it's actually not. It's quite rare. Nistak. Now nistak is a very common when it comes to lulav. It's not so common when it comes to esrog. Nistak means when it's split. Nistak kuloi meroishav lesoifo. If it's split, it's basically that. split. The esrig is split all the way right across. Afilo in a chosek, even if nothing is missing, it's just literally split, but nothing went missing. Then, if it's not chosek, if it's not missing, it's going to be... Even if it's not missing anything, it's going to be possible. So again, nistak, split kuloi. The entire length has been split kuloi. Meroshel is sorry from top to bottom. Afila in a chosiklum, even if nothing is missing, possible it's possible. Avalnisha boi shir lemalo velemato, afilu kol shu kosa. If it's not complete, there is still a bit of it, it's still attached. There's still some area which is connected. And both on the top and the bottom, it remains kosher. Some say that only if it's in the bottom, some say that if there is, that's only with regards to the bottom, but as you need to have something on the top. If it's nistak all the way to the top, it's always going to be possible. Some say that nistak ruba is also a problem. As long as you haven't entered, if it's just a little bit on the outside split, that's not a problem. You need to reach the pips, only then it's considered nistak. Okay, Nasi Vav is extremely relevant. That's that we're looking at when we go to the Esrig shop and we choose an Esrig, we need to know Sif Vav. That's really, really relevant. Niklaf HaKlipa HaChitzoyne Shaloi. It's the outer layer, the external outer layer of the esek has been peeled off. Niklaf, peeled off. Haklipa chitzoyne shiloi. The outer layer, the outer skin of the esek has been peeled off. She'einoi mechasroi ele nisha yore k'moishu briosoi. So he says, if it's been, only the very, very external, the very outer layer has been peeled off, that it still remains green, it still remains green. If you have peeled off the entire esrog, you know, with those apple peelers, you've peeled the entire esrog, then it's going to be possible. But if you've got even a tiny bit remaining, and everything else has been peeled off, it remains kosher. Your stringent opinion holds, you need a share of a seller, which is quite a substantial share, but that's how much needs to remain, and everything else has been peeled off. That's a stringent opinion holds. It's going to be kosher. So that's with regards to the outer layer. So the outer layer again, the stringent opinion holds, if everything is peeled off, besides sheer seller, which is that much, that's how much has not been peeled off, it's kosher. That's a stringent opinion. The Molino opinion says, even if you peeled off more than that, it's still kosher. What do you think about that, Rabbi Isai?
To make sure nothing's peeled off at all.
Right.
It seems that even according to Machmir opinion, what's the problem?
Right. Right. Rabbi Isai is asking, why is it not called Sinchosa? I mean, ultimately, you've got something missing on the Esek. It's a good question. The answer seems to be, that the very outer layer is not considered mamash part of the esek. It's hard to explain it, but it's not considered enough part of the esek that if you take that away, it's considered chosa. Why is it what? You're saying that because that, why should it make that much of a difference? Yeah, I mean, it's based on the Mishnah, but that itself needs to be understood. Yeah, I hear that point. But Lemaisa, there's always a bit of a problem. Lemaisa, as you're saying, when we choose an esek, we're going to try to avoid that kind of esek. Although lehalocha, we have to know that's halocha psuka is. Let's just get that clear. Halocha psuka, halocha lemaisa. When you have an esek and you've bought an esek and you see that there's a tiny bit of the outer layer it needs expertise to know exactly what the outer layer is, what the klipa chitzoni is. You need a bit of expertise. But often when you see there's that kind of layer and you ask a rav and you tell him what is this kosher or not, and he said it's kosher. The reason for that is because he says this is called the klipa chitzoni, and he's going to be machshit because it's considered the very outer layer, and that's why it's kosher. However, it is true that we are going to try to avoid choosing that esrog. Although the Shulchan Aruch is matir, we're going to try to avoid that esrog. The reason being, because sometimes it's hard to find exactly, to know exactly what the borderline is between klipa chitzoni or not. It really is the very, 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 very outer layer. It's a tiny, tiny, very quickly you reach the slightly more inner. slightly more inner area, and that would be a psul already of chosa. So it's actually a little bit hard to define, and that's why we are makpit. We are makpit because it's hard for us to exactly identify what is considered klifa achitzayin or not. But having said that, yes, it is true that if you are confident that this is only the outer area, it's kosher. It's kosher. Yeah. Yeah. It's important to know as well that the Pumagodim says in a few places, and that's something that nowadays we've got such an abundance of esrogim, much less than previous generation. Previous generation was so hard to get esrogim. I mean, it's unbelievable. The Ramah speaks about, are you allowed? The Ramah speaks about, can you, there was a city that, we're going to see, the Ramah brings it later, city that only had a half esrog. They want to know if they can make a brach on a half esrog. Imagine that, the whole city had a half an esrog. And then he says, esrog, go to a chatzi esrog. It's whole esrog, goes, no, you can't, because esrog, and Torah says you need an esrog, not a half an esrog. And therefore you can't. But it was all shaila. Imagine that, the city. So we've got such an abundance nowadays. And therefore we have to appreciate what the Pumagodim says in numerous places. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it down as well. That nowadays we're just talking about, it's chumras. It's just, we're trying to get the best esrog. And most of our shailas nowadays is really chumras and borderline chumras. And therefore the Pumagodim says it's still an Indian. We still have to realize Pumagodim says it's still an Indian to try to get the neatest and the most cleanest esrog possible. But it's just often we're just trying to get to that Pumagodim. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch Seif Zayin. Nitel Dadoi. Vehu Harosh Hakotan Sheshanta Boy Possel. Now, if anybody's got this Mishnah Berurah over here, they show exactly over here. Can you see it, or is it a bit too far? It's about the pitam. The pitam. We're discussing now a loss. Anybody had the experience of opening up the esrog box and suddenly the pitam is gone? Yeah, I think we've all felt that heart sinking. That we've all experienced that. Ever happened to you? First day sukkahs. Yeah, you take it out and sometimes you hear it already, it feels a bit dodgy before you feel, yeah, you experienced ever. So we're going to be discussing these halachas now. So just to get that, there's a few levels. The Dato and Shoshantoi. So let's actually see the Shulchan Aruch in its entirety and then get back to that. Nital Dadoi. If the Dadoi, its dad falls off. He defines Shulchan Aruch, this is a small head, Shoshanta boy, the Shoshanta is on top of that apostle. So we're learning now already, there is the Chotem, it doesn't mention it over here, Chotem is what's called really the nose of the Esrog, which is the top of the fleshy part of the Esrog. And then comes the Dad, which is that part, which goes, can you call it the stem, I'm not sure, the part which is the wood, often it's more like wood, it's more like wood, not necessarily, sometimes it can be more. But and then after, on top of it, you have the round part, which is the Shoshanta. Shoshanta. So Chotem, which is the real flesh of the Esrog. Then you've got the Dadoi, and then you've got the Shoshanta. Now, he says as follows. The Shulchan Aruch says, Nital Dadoi, if the Dad falls off, then, who are Roy Shakon Shoshanta boy, Posh Shulchan Aruch says, if that first part on top of the Esrog, do you know what I'm saying? If that comes off, Shulchan Aruch said it's possible. Says the Ramah, V'yesh machmirin, some are machmir, im nitla sheishanta, dahayin umar shana korim pitma, some are machmir, that even if just that fell off, the pitam fell off, the yesh machmirin, some are machmir, that's considered a psul as well. V'tov le'achmir mokum de'efsha, and this is, one should be machmir if possible at all. I've got a picture of here, that would be nice. I mean, that would be that. If the Shoshanta falls off, the Ramah says, is a chumra, then it's possible as well. Miu, says the Ramah, however, l'inyin dina and lifsoil, halach l'mais, you don't have to passel, elim kenit la dad. Halach l'mais says you don't have to passel the esrog unless the entire dad has come off. Dainu eitz, this is the wooden part, shiroish apit ma'olav. Yes. Only then you have to be machmir. The top is the shoshanta. If the shoshanta itself comes off, don't worry about it, says the Ramah. Can you believe it? If the shoshanta, the little thing on top, the round thing on top, that comes off, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You may feel a bit uncomfortable about it, but it's okay. But it's okay. Because as long as the dad is still attached, it's fine. This is only if it's fallen off. If he never had the pitim, I want to address this at greater length. If he has no the pitim oilam, kosher remains kosher. And that's the majority of the soigim. More important nowadays, haven't got actually a pitim. Let me just address the 2 points very briefly. Okay, point number one: the Rama paskens halacha lemaisa that if the dat comes off, it's a problem. If the sheishanta comes off, it's a chumrah ba'alna, and you don't have to worry so much about it. If the sheishanta fell off, it's a chumrah. Now you're going to feel very odd. And I had once a phone call from a Rav. A Rav called me up just an hour, or was it maybe 1 or 2 hours before Sukkot, and he said that his pitim has come off. Could I please help? It was a really nice essay. He said, no pit. So I told the Rav that I've completely run out of a soigim, but the Rav knows as well as me that if just a shashanta comes off, then it's actually not a problem. Then he says, you're 100% right, so why don't we swap? it definitely feels a little bit odd about it, but we should know halacha lemaisa. If the shashanta itself falls off, it's actually the Rama paskin is actually okay. It's not considered chosar. The understanding of that, just to get that clear as well, is that it's not considered part. Again, the same swar. It's not really considered part of the esek. Like we understand that the ukkets, to understanding of that, you have the ukkets, the bottom part, and often you have like the whole thing, the attachment was still. So that way, we understand that if that comes off, well, that's not really part of the esek. That's not really part of it. We understand that's not considered chosar. So the Rama's understanding of the pitim as well, although that's really where it all starts to grow, the pitim is really where it starts to grow. But nevertheless, it's not really considered an intrinsic part of the esek, and that's why if it comes off, either the shashanta or the dat or entirety, it's not considered chosar. That's where it's coming from. Yeah. Yeah, that's the machlokes as to whether. Right. Why, if the half of that comes off, why is it not considered chosar? Yeah. Yeah. Good point. The Rama finishes off with the words I just want to address. If there was never a dad, kosher. So if the Esrog never had a dad, or what we would call nowadays, that the Esrog which haven't got a pitam, then it's actually kosher. Now I just want to define that because it's not very, very accurate to if I may say so, it's just a bit misleading, the words. There's no Esrog that never had a pitam. Because that's where it starts to grow. It starts to go with the pitim, and then it grows, as it were, backwards. Every esek has a pitim at one stage. There's no such thing. What it means is that the esek is a very vulnerable part. The pitim is a very vulnerable part of the esek, and it does come off. Some esoigim, most famously the chaznesha soigim, very often the pitim comes off very, very at the early stage. They carry on growing after the pitim has come off. Consequently, that's what the Rama means over here, that if the pitim comes off whilst it's still growing, that's how Vosna explains it, if the pitim comes off whilst it's still attached, whilst it's still growing, that's not considered a chisoron at all. It's not considered a chisoron, that's not considered chosa, and it's kosher. So the second it's taken off. Pardon? Because it's not growing from there anymore. It doesn't grow from there anymore. Correct. It's, yeah, no. No, the way it grows is that the pitim actually goes, it's facing down, and it's going, the pitim is facing down, and the ukkets, that's where it's growing from. So it's not, so the pitim could come off. The pitim will come off. Correct. Yeah. So that's just to get that, there's a bit of my chlokes, I'm going to finish off with that. Is there a hit to have an esek with a pitim or not? And that is a bit of a controversy. The minig of the people selling a soig, generally, they feel they are entitled to charge more for an esek with a pitim. That's the minig hasoichim, which is a well-established minig. The minig hasoichim, if you can call it, the minig they generally, it's been like this for many years, they charge a bit more for an esek with a pitim. Because, I suppose, initially was because the transport was more vulnerable, etc. It was more difficult to get. That's meaning, it's not so posh at al pi aloche, it's definitely, it's confirmed. It's not so posh. There is a Bikur Yankov who does seem to say that, that an Esrik with a Pitim is more Mehuda. But not everybody agrees to that. So it's a Machloikas as to whether there is a Chumra that an Esrik with a Pitim is more Mehuda. It's a Machloikas. It's a Machloikas. A Poskim Bikur Yankov does seem to be saying that, but not everybody agrees to that. Yeah. Yes, historically there was such a tzad, and the tzad was based historically on the fact that Esroigim, which had pitims for many years, were the ones who were shy of Murkav. They seemed to, because they were more likely to be Murkav. Nowadays, Tovshin Ein Hey, Tovshin Ein Dalet, this is not true anymore, it's not relevant anymore. But that's why some people are going to say that, you know, actually Esrog without pitims is actually more Murkav, is less Chashash Murkav. It's true historically, this was true, it's not true nowadays anymore. Yeah, okay, fine. I'll stop here.